listening to Nuts Alive from Asteroid G, inappropriately putting orange sauce on everything. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul here, going to say you want white rice, fried rice, or lo mein with your meal tonight.
That's an interesting thing right there. When I went to Panda Express, they used to have brown rice. When I went there recently, I didn't find brown rice anymore. It was just white or fried or lo mein. Did they get rid of the brown rice?
I think they did. It's been a while.
I liked the extra. It wasn't. Didn't taste any different from the white, but I felt like I was being healthy. Like, woo! Yeah, look, health. Yeah. I don't know if I was. It could have all been a lie.
It could have been.
Like everything at Panda Express, it could have been a lie. There's no panda in the food.
Yeah.
Hilarious. So we're talking Panda Express today, mostly because I went to Panda Express with a group to just get some food for a big meal, and I like to get, when I go there, especially when I know I'm going to have a few days to myself and with my wife, just get like the Panda Feast, not just like a 3-plate or a 4-plate or whatever, but you get like the 3 big boxes of food, and then you just eat like a pig out of it, you know? Yeah, it's a great time. Yeah. Great time.
There's not many things better than, like, and it sounds weird, but, like, you know, the next day Chinese food, it hits just as good as the first day.
It does. You know? And the nice thing about most Chinese food, although maybe not everything Panda Express serves, is that it's good warm or cold. Yeah. Like, their mushroom chicken, their kung pao, I can eat that hot or cold because it has that right consistency. Some of their fried stuff, and let's be honest, Panda Express has a lot of fried stuff, kind of feels like it needs to be warmed up.
It's true, yeah. And the rice, like, you know, we just talked about it. It's mid at best, so like it needs a little zhuzhing. It needs that soy sauce on there. It needs a little something, yeah.
Just a little spicing up right there. But when you go to Panda Express, what is your go-to order to go?
So I usually rotate between about 4 different things, depending on what I'm in the mood for. Sure. However, the one constant that I will usually always split my meal with is the orange chicken.
Okay,
and
there you go.
Say what you want about it. That's basic bitch shit, but it is fucking delicious.
Well,
they do a very good orange chicken.
It's not so basic bitch because they did introduce the hot orange chicken now, where they put some extra pepper flakes in there. But it is. Yep. It is what they are known for. The whole reason this chain exists is because out in Hawaii, they made the orange chicken. It became popular and they spread like wildfire with it. Which, credit where it's due, every fucking Chinese restaurant now has to have an orange chicken on it. And despite how cheap and shitty Panda Express is, it's arguable if anyone else does it better.
It's very true. You know, you can go to like your local, you know, like mall food court, you know, and get like the, you know, a Sarku or something from there. We got one of those around here too. But like something about the way they do it, maybe it's the wok and the way they do it, or just it could be just as simple as the sauce. But something about Panda Express's orange chicken is better than even like your real orange chicken you can get from a Chinese food restaurant, which is more authentic.
Quote unquote, you know? Real.
Quote unquote real.
Yeah, because I mean, orange chicken at its default at most Chinese restaurants isn't all that different from a sesame or a General Tso's or whatever. It's slightly different sauce thrown on the same exact stuff. It's just that the way that Panda Express makes it, and theirs is really good.
It's just very good. Yeah.
It's very tasty.
Top marks for that. I like. Also, I'm a big fan of the Beijing beef.
Yes,
I
think Beijing beef is awesome.
Very, very good.
Oh, when they introduced that, I'm like, oh my god, now I have two fried things I have to eat. Damn it.
I know. It's so weird that, like, beef is not something that you always, like, look at it as, like, something you fry.
Yeah. But,
like, again, like, the way they do it, the crispy shape, it's very, very good. Big fan of the teriyaki chicken as well, the one kind of real chicken, I guess you say they serve. You know, they take that, they chop up the thighs right there. It's thigh meat. It's my favorite cut of chicken. It's delicious.
They use a lot of dark meat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. The dark meat makes the best chicken, like, for this kind of stuff. Like, you could do orange chicken with breast meat, but thigh meat is where it's at. But anyway, my other one that I got today for the first time that I just tried and I enjoyed was the sesame chicken. They do have sesame now.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a sesame chicken now, and I think it's new. I think it's kind of paired up with their new, like, their honey chicken shrimp or whatever they have going on. I think they brought this.
Yeah.
I think they brought this sesame chicken on with it. So that was pretty good. Sweet. It was what you'd expect.
Yeah, no, my default is definitely, like, sometimes I'll do the orange, but there's the Beijing beef is, like, right up there with it. I don't like to get two fried things at the same time, so it's usually one or the other. And I won't deny, I kind of lean towards the Beijing beef, because the orange chicken is expected. And the Beijing beef is different. It's kind of General Tso's, but kind of not, with a bit more veggies tossed into it. Their kung pao is actually legitimately decent. Like,
it is.
Yeah, like, I've had a lot of bad kung pao chicken, and Panda Express actually makes like a halfway okay one. It's edible. It's not bad. And then like a mushroom chicken or a string bean chicken or one of those is usually a good one. Yeah. Like it's plainer than the others, but it is nice to actually get some vegetables.
Yeah, and that mushroom chicken comes with like that brownish sauce that you have on that kind of thing, and it's just tasty. Yeah, it's tasty. Overall, it's just quality. Yeah,
yeah, and it's weird to think about it like that because it's fast food. It's not even fast casual. This is fast food, like right there, made before you even get there, just going. But somehow, it's actually pretty good. Like
it really is. Yeah,
it always irritates me because I'm sitting there going, I could go to a real Chinese restaurant, but. Panda Express is cheap and it's right there and it doesn't feel that different.
Yeah, it's true. Like when we do Chinese food in the house, usually that's what we got to do because my wife isn't a fan of the mainstream, like normal Chinese food. There's a little place around the corner from me called Little China that is spectacular. It's like, you know, you walk in there and you got the 12-year-old daughter doing homework at the counter. Like it's that kind of a place. Like, you know, you walk in there and like, perfect, this is going to be real good. But she just doesn't like authentic. So we always end up gravitating toward Panda. It's kind of funny.
That's kind of sad. I love authentic. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But you can't always find a place. Like, there's a place in town here, Golden Garden, that I really like, but they're not authentic. Mm-hmm. And I would be hard-pressed, if there was a Panda Express in town, I'd be hard-pressed to go to Golden Garden unless I wanted both, like, the Asian and the Fusion, because they do everything. And, like, they do sushi and so forth. And say what you will, I would never trust Panda Express with sushi.
No. I've tried, like, you know, I've tried, like, your California roll from, like, Sarku and stuff. Yeah. Like, I love sushi. I'll go to it anytime I can get it. But, like... You know, they're very picky about how I do my sushi, and, you know, you and I are on the same page there, for sure.
We are lucky, and we live on the coast, so that, like, fresh fish cuts at, like, a grocery store sushi actually are kind of decent. When I lived in Indianapolis, like, I would not trust grocery store sushi with, like, actual fresh fish, and I don't like the imitation crab, which is half of what grocery store sushi is otherwise. Like, it's, So, but, like, you expect the, like, if you were to get Panda Express sushi, not that they serve it, but it would be, like, the imitation crab crap, and I wouldn't go near that, no. There's a bar.
Like, it's soy, like, surimi stuff, I think it's called, surimi or whatever. We sell it for the company I work for, and they use it at a salad bar that I sell a company, or they sell a store to, so, like, I see it, and then you're right, it's just, it's fine for what it is, but if I want like sushi, crab sushi, like you better not be giving me that soy stuff. Like, give me the real thing. No, know? Yeah.
The crab with a K.
Got a picture like Mr. Krabs on there from like SpongeBob or something. Hey, me boy. Try me crab me.
It is weird. Like, it's not like they have a diverse menu.
Yeah, it's simple.
I've tried some of their other stuff. Like, their spring rolls are fine. They don't even really have soups most of the time. It's just like some fried appetizers, which are all fine. But it's fine in a way that like is at or near most hole-in-the-wall Chinese places. And that's basically what they are, is just a slightly cheaper hole-in-the-wall Chinese place that just happens to be every fucking where.
Yeah, you know, it just happens to be on almost every corner in a town. You know, they're all over the place. And they do what they do, and they do it well. And you're right, the menu's got what? Maybe 12 items on it, you know, at max. And you know what? That is the quintessential stay in your fucking lane and do what you do well and don't go crazy.
They took their food court stuff and they moved it into like larger spaces, but they're still just food courting it basically. They just have their own private food court that they're doing it now, and it works, as weird as it is.
One of the better fast food places we reviewed, you know, and it, like you said, it truly is like, you know, fast food. Like, fast food to me is anything with a drive through. If you got a drive through, you're meant to be fast food. You know, your McDonald's, your Burger King, and so on. Panda's got a drive through. That's fast food.
Yeah. I mean, Chipotle has one now, too. You can find some of their places that have it. Yeah. And I'm like, I know I said it wrong. It's Chipotle. But no, it's just fun. No,
it is. Chipotle. Yeah. I mean, you know,
it all makes sense.
It is certainly cheap, I'll tell you that.
Can I get some jalapenos on my chipotle, please?
Yeah, you guys sell those quesadillas here?
No, and that's a nice thing about Panda Express, is it is actually cheap. Like, the family feast is $30, but you get a ton of food for it. But if you go in there for a plate for yourself, it's cheaper than Chipotle or one of those other places. So it is fast food, but you feel like you get a good, decent deal for it.
You did. I got, you know, today I got a plate for myself with, you know, it's the rice and the two entrees that are on it. My wife got a bowl and we got the cream cheese rangoons. We're a fan of the cream cheese rangoons too. They're pretty good.
No crab in that. No cap with
yeah, K. Yeah, exactly. It was like $27.
Yep. You know,
good luck spending that anywhere. You know, you're going to spend $27 on drinks alone. You go out to like Applebee's or something.
Well, and I go to McDonald's with my wife, which I don't do very often anymore because it's terrible for you. But it's also hideously overpriced. And like she gets a little combo meal. I get a combo meal, which even a few years ago would have been like $15. It's $22. Right. And I'm like, why am I spending this at McDonald's?
It's insane, right? Like, it's just like you see these things from like, you know, the posts on the internet that's like, you know, what the price of a menu was like 30 years ago. And it shows a McDonald's menu, like a quarter pounder meal is like $3.29 or some shit. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, man.
Even living in Northern Virginia, I remember when they brought out the extra value meals at McDonald's, like maybe I was 10, something like that. And it was $2.99 for everything on the extra value because it was extra value. The burgers were $1. You could get the whole meal for $2.99. You're like, I'm living like a king. You can't you can't get anything on their menu now for $2.99.
No, your dollar menu's gone now. Your dollar menu's $1.99, $2.99, $3.99 or whatever. They got tiers on there.
No, but Panda Express is, I mean, it's not like dirt cheap, but it's still pretty valuable. This isn't endorsed by Panda Express anyway. Those are just two guys that happen to like Chinese food and decided to go out for it, but I mean, if
they catch wind of this, then they want to sponsor us.
Please
go for
do.
It.
Brought to you by Panda Express. We'll put a little banner across the bottom.
Absolutely.
No, shit. No, but like it was just like happenstance that I went there, and I'm like, is this place still decent? And yeah, it's decent. I've had better Chinese. There are some places that are really authentic that are really good, but I've had plenty of places that are way worse than that, and that charge twice as much. So Panda Express is reliable. Give them credit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, reliable, and that's something that we've said several times on these food reviews. Is inconsistency is the theme for these places, and this place, at least they got that right.
Consistent indeed. At some point, we'll have to like both try the hot orange chicken and see specifically how that is. But yeah. That's some good stuff right there.
For sure.
This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, still searching for that Panda Express endorsement. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy Mike the Ghoul here, gonna go heat up his orange chicken when we're done because I got some leftovers.
We will see you all next time.